Welcome to Slow, the guided prayer podcast, helping you relate to God through listening and reflective prayer. This is facilitated space for you to slow down and be still in the presence of God. So whether you're listening with a group, on your way to work, cleaning your house, or in a focused time of devotion, may your heart and mind be filled with peace. God is present with us. As a way to be present with God, to let go of the worries of the day, to let go of what has been and what will be, and to simply be present with God. Let's take a few deep breaths, breathing in as deeply as you can. And then gently releasing. And as you move back into steady breaths, be aware that the very breath that you're breathing in is the presence of the Holy One. To the best of your ability, be aware of any tensions that you may feel in your body, any tensions that have perhaps built up from stress, and allow these to relax. And I encourage you during this time that as distractions or worries or things that have to be done after this time, as they come up, as the thoughts bombard your mind, I encourage you not to respond with frustration, but simply acknowledge these. Sometimes it's helpful to visualize a river, and the worries and the distractions and the concerns of the day are like leaves that fall on the water. We acknowledge these, and then we gently let them float on by. allow your heart to trust in God in this time. He will bring to mind what needs to be done after this space. Reading from Mark 4. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him, and they said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and he said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified, and they asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." As you hear this story, what comes to mind? Perhaps you can relate to the disciples. The disciples got into the boat with Jesus. They set out on a journey with him. Perhaps you find yourself, you've set out on a journey with Jesus. And there's a storm. Are there any areas in your life that feels like it can be related to a storm, that feels chaotic and scary? Maybe just as the disciples, in the intensity of their emotions and their fear, they questioned the heart of God. They said, "Do you even care that we are drowning?" this a phrase that you feel like you can relate to? As you hear Jesus' tone in this story, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? What does this sound like to you? Maybe this is difficult because he sounds frustrated. I want to encourage you. Perhaps the tone is not frustrated or impatient. But perhaps it is one of gentleness and compassion. Heart that is for you, that loves you, that desires that you would be filled with peace and not be afraid. Perhaps in this moment, God is inviting you to let go of worry. Perhaps he's inviting you into peace. As I read through it the second time, I invite you to let the words of Jesus, let his words speak directly into your circumstances. Let his words speak directly to your heart. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, he rebuked the wind, and he said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified, and they asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and waves obey him." Thank you for joining us. We hope that your time was meaningful. Consider subscribing to this podcast by searching SLOW, that's S-L-O, on your podcast platform of choice. And if you would like to connect with us, you can find us at slowprayer.com. That's S-L-O prayer.com. And as you go from this space, may your heart continue to relate with God in stillness throughout your normal rhythms of life. Amen.